Marla Gaiman strolls around a pond at a park in Oxford, Alabama. It's peaceful, if a bit windy. She comes here several times a week.
You know, I save my little bread crusts and everything, and every now and then when I get a big bunch of them, I come out here and feed the ducks.
Gaiman used to run, but now just doing something physical is kind of a big deal. About 15 years ago, she developed fibromyalgia. It's manageable now, but hasn't always been.
I literally had to hang on to things getting out of bed in the morning because my ankles wouldn't move. They were stiff, like, you know, like they were fused together. And, you know, I'd be reading a newspaper and go to change the page, and my elbow is locked. It's like it's locked.
A few years later, she developed bone loss in her mouth. A couple of teeth fell out. 3 more are loose. She also suffers from degenerative disc disease, causing back pain. Gaiman says she has no family history of these conditions, but didn't think of it as odd.
I just chalked it up to this happens to some people.
Until last summer, when she joined Facebook to connect with family, she stumbled upon a Facebook group of Fort McClellan veterans. Gaiman is a former military police officer. She was stationed at Fort McClellan twice, for training in 1979 and again in the early 90s, before settling in East Alabama. She says these veterans online described numerous health problems.
Sounds a lot of them like me.
Fibromyalgia, reproductive issues, gastrointestinal disease, cancer. The veterans suspected PCBs released by Monsanto. For decades, the company dumped tons of the chemicals around Anniston. PCBs have been linked to cancer and other illnesses. The controversy culminated in 2003 in a $700 million settlement with residents. But the veterans also looked to the military itself. Fort McClellan was home to the Army Chemical School. They say they could have been exposed to sarin gas and VX nerve agent, also asbestos and radiological contamination.
Anyone who's been through basic, you spend a lot of time in the dirt and that sort of thing, and drinking water that comes from who knows where. You know, it just kind of all came together for me. I says, you know, I wonder if that's why I have these illnesses.
It's something veteran Sue Frazier wonders, too. She lives in Albany, New York, but did basic training at the base. She heads the Fort McClellan Stakeholders Group. Frazier says she didn't make the connection between her health issues and Fort McClellan until a 2002 expose on 60 Minutes about the chemical dumping in Anniston. She says she's tried to get help from the Environmental Protection Agency, the Veterans Administration, and Defense Department.
We've been locked out at every stage of the process.
Fort McClellan closed in 1999, and the settlement with Monsanto did not include veterans. Frazier says when she heard about the lawsuits, she contacted lawyers but was rebuffed. One attorney involved in the Monsanto case says he doesn't remember any discussion of veterans, but adds if residents and veterans' claims had been mingled, it would have made the case too complicated. Frazier's work, though, has produced a bill in Congress. It's sponsored by New York Democratic Representative Paul Tomko.
We owe it to folks who have enabled us to live free and breathe free.
The bill would require the Veterans Administration to create a registry of everyone who served at Fort McClellan from 1935 to 1999. The department would reach out to veterans about the effects of the toxic exposure and offer health exams.
What it does, I think, is provide a proactive quality to the veterans who serve there.
That's not to say the VA hasn't been treating these veterans. It has. But the bill would open up disability payments and other benefits. Sue Frazier says the bill is key to getting answers.
It will allow the VA to officially make a conclusion about whether or not these Fort McClellan veterans are, in fact, toxic exposure cases or probably so.
Here's the thing. The VA says it's already done that. They've studied the claims.
And we're not able to find any recognized health hazard that could affect the population.
In other words, there's not a link between the veterans' ailments and Fort McClellan. Paul Seminara directs the post-9/11 Environmental Health Program at the Veterans Administration. He says those who lived off base may have been exposed to PCBs, but the military did not contribute to any toxic exposure. Samford University nursing professor Deborah Wissenant takes a similar view. With so many variables, establishing causation is not impossible, but very, very difficult.
Thousands of veterans that came through, some may have only stayed a few months, some may have stayed for a very long period of time. Their ages are different, their histories are different, exposures, disease process are very different. So it would be a large undertaking.
Just passing the bill appears to be a large undertaking as well. This is the third time the legislation has been introduced, and the current version remains in committee. The bill has more than 50 co-sponsors. The list doesn't include Republican Congressman Mike Rogers, whose district includes Anniston. His office did not reply to requests for comment. A Monsanto spokesman responded with a statement saying company officials were not aware the veterans suffered from health problems. They say while they have great respect for veterans, it's unlikely Monsanto was the cause. Veteran Marla Gaiman thinks it is likely her health issues come from her time at Fort McClellan.
Unless you can show me for sure that I didn't get it there, then I have to assume I got it there.
She says if she knew 35 years ago what she knows now, she might not have joined the military at all. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.